Hey, this is Carrie Peters.
And Stacey Morgenstern.
And welcome to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast.
Where we're here to question how we do life because the normal rules no longer apply. Hello, Better Than Ever podcasters. Hannah Duncan here with Lisa Jones. She is a holistic health coach, and she is also one of our 10K in 10 weeks finalists. Woohoo! Congratulations, Lisa. Thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm doing great, Hannah. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, we are just thrilled to have you here, and I wanted to get to know you just a little bit better. So let's start from the very beginning. What was your life like before you started the 10K challenge?
Well, before I started the 10K challenge, so this one really was important to me because I had actually entered into the January 10K and I came so close. And so for this one, I was really determined to just complete and not only 10K, but I had actually quoted 12K for my personal goal.
And did you hit that 12K?
I hit that 12K and more.
Oh, what is that number? Do you mind sharing with our podcast viewers?
I would love to. I actually came in solid at $13,415. I did have one client that ran into some financial difficulty and had to stop paying, and had that client fully made their payments, I would have actually hit 15,000. So I am just, you know, continue to stand in amazement in the process and what we've learned and how much my business has grown.
So was this your first 10K month, or have you hit 10K before?
Oh no, that was absolutely my first 10K month. That was just, it's mind blowing, really.
So what inspired you to register for the 10K in 10 weeks challenge in the first place?
Well, you know, we had just come off of the grad retreat, I believe, and there was just a big motivation and movement. We knew it was coming, and it was so great to see, you know, our tribe jumping in and really supporting each other. And there was talk about it in our Facebook closed group, and I was just ready.
So you're doing the challenge. When did you officially first hit 10K?
I actually hit my 10K 5 weeks in to the challenge.
What? That's awesome.
Yes, it was. It was really, really spectacular and such a lift and a feeling of accomplishment and gratitude to my clients, and continued gratitude to HCI for everything that has brought me in the year and 5 months that I've been a part of HCI.
Wow. So let's look at your life a year and 5 months ago. What did it look like?
Okay. So, wow, there was a big transition going on in my life. So what prompted me and brought me to HCI was that my husband had lost his job 2 times in 5 years. And, you know, he's gainfully employed now, which is awesome. But we had gone through a period of what I like to say, walking on eggshells. And it was just getting too difficult. Now, I had a business as a yoga instructor, but it just wasn't bringing in household income that we really needed so that I could assist him as the primary, you know, breadwinner per se. So I actually was contemplating going back to school to complete my master's and either become a licensed professional marriage counselor or a nutritionist. But in my research, it just wasn't sitting well for me for the amount of time that it was going to take, and being able to further my business the way that I wanted to. And I just was just researching, and I'm a very prayerful and meditative person. And it just came to me. I just found Health Coach. I don't know how it came up, but it came up on my computer. And then I was led to HCI. And I've told this story before, but when I opened up the webpage and HCI lists, is this you? And there was these bullet points. And if not every one of them, let's say there was 10, at least 7 out of 10, I was just sitting there going, yes, yes, yes. And so I went and had a chat with my husband and I said, you know, I think this is really what I need to do. And he supported me, even though financially we were not at a place where I could. He gave his yes to me and trusted me. And then it started from there.
And here you are a year and a half later, making 10K in 5 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty great.
Pretty huge, pretty darn huge. So, you know, not only am I happy with the investment I've obviously made both in, you know, HCI, BHC, but also saying yes again to myself and entering into that grad program. So.
Absolutely. Well, we're certainly happy to have you here. And I just want to know, what was your husband's reaction when you hit that first 10K? Was he super pumped too?
Oh, absolutely. He's just, you know, wowed by it all right along with me. And he's very proud of me. And we have this little thing going where he buys me at least a dozen roses for every client that I get. And so he started saying, I'm going to have to buy you a rose bush, honey.
Oh, that is so sweet. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's great. So now, yeah, and I love it too, because I'm a big nature lover. And so now we have fresh flowers in the house a lot, which I absolutely love. And it's just a little thing between he and I.
That's really sweet. You know, that spouse support is so important and wonderful to have. I love to see when people bring their spouses to HCI Live, or, you know, the spouse is like sharing the posts on Facebook or doing anything to sort of help that business. So it sounds like you have a pretty incredible support system and a lot of flowers.
I do. That I do. And I'm hoping he may be able to pop into a little bit of HCI Dallas. We're actually 45 minutes north of there, but, you know, we're just going to see how it unfolds. So.
Well, great. Well, we would love to meet him there, and maybe he can bring us some flowers too.
I'll let him know.
Well, Lisa, so you've said yes to the challenge. How did you overcome fears that came up during this challenge and then still stay motivated week to week?
You know, we all go through those times of fear and doubt, and I'll share a little bit of what happened with me. So, you know, I hit it early on, and then I felt like I went into a dry spell, like, okay, so what's happened here? And it just allows me to continue to reflect on, well, what else is going on around at that time? You know, my daughter was in college and I was still helping her transition to college. There was a hurricane and my family was in the path of the hurricane, and I had to really focus on them and their safety, even though I was far away. And so it's just like, we have to reevaluate and enter into, okay, how can we serve ourselves better so that we can serve our clients better, and go back to that initial serving. So that's what I had to do. I wanted to go back into the service mode of not only myself and my family, but my clients. So that's what I did.
That's great. And you know what? I mean, that is important to really take care of yourself too, because the work that you do on yourself is just as important as the work that you're doing for your clients. And you know how incredible it was too, that like, despite all of that going on, which was quite a bit, I mean, Texas got hit very hard this year, and then having a daughter going off to college, that's a lot going on, and still to be able to crush your goals, which you did do, that, I mean, that has to feel pretty good.
Yeah, it really, really does. And I have two other daughters at home with me, and to be able to share with them what I accomplished, and to have my 16-year-old just smile and go, "You're kicking it, Mom." And I love that. That was great.
I was going to say, so what do the girls think about Mom being a health coach?
They love it. And of course, there's more challenges for teenagers when I go, no, I don't think that's what you want to put in your body right now. But they know, because I've been living this way for so many years before they were born. So they As a matter of fact, my one that just went off to college tells me a lot more about how she appreciates how we raised them.
That's the best part, I think, about going off to college is you realize how smart your parents actually were. I totally went through that. Like my freshman year, I was like, wow, my parents are actually, they're geniuses. And I didn't know that.
Right.
So something that I'm sure that it comes up a lot for our students, where are you finding clients? And then how do you decide what to charge them?
Where I find my clients is really in conversation. I would like to share with everyone that the book, The Prosperous Coach, really allowed me to enter into what they say as far as serve, connect, invite, and propose. And so I really try to do that no matter where I am. Is it a neighborhood gathering? Is it a church gathering? Is it a business gathering? Is it somebody in the grocery store? Is it where you're having lunch with your family? It's in conversation. And that's where I've gained most of my clients, is really in conversation. And then next to that, it is creating my Facebook business page.
Do you care to go into like how and or what do you decide to charge them?
Oh, not at all. So this has been my largest area of growth. I have to admit that like many of us, when we first begin, you know, the thought of, especially for me as a yoga instructor, my gosh, and that's one thing my husband, he'll always remind me of, remember where you were last year to where you are now. And so I actually started at a sliding scale when I first came out of BHC because they said, you know, you have to go with something that just feels comfortable with you. And so I did a sliding scale based on salary. But at the beginning of the year, you know, I had started grad, and at the beginning of the year, I said, no, I'm going firm. And I went with those recommended prices of $14.97 paying full $11.97. And then 2 to 3 months later, I went up to $19.97, $14.97, and just sat with that for a little bit. And right now, I'm actually at $24.97, $19.97 paying full.
Wow. That's great. Well, so, you know, we're like your husband has you do looking back a year ago, as you were doing this challenge, what mindset shift did you have to make, if any, to make this possible?
The mindset shift was really just stay focused and goal oriented. If there's one great tool that I received in class is the bold money goal every month. I think that really helps. And so because I entered into the challenge, I said, all right, if I need to meet 10K in 10 weeks, basically I got to bring in 4K a month. And how am I going to do that? And that's how I set about meeting my goals.
Do you have any expert tips from the tribe now that you are a boss lady with a booming business?
I have to go back into really just be in conversation and don't lose any opportunity that you have out there to just start up a conversation and just really get to know people and see how you may be able to offer your services to them.
What is your favorite thing about being a holistic health coach?
My favorite thing, absolutely, hands down, is the results my clients are getting. It's when you ask for a testimony and you get a testimony and they write what they've experienced with you, it truly is just an aha for you. And I stand in absolute gratitude for the ability to bring people to a better place when it comes to not only their health, but their life as well.
Absolutely. So Lisa, are we going to be able to meet you at HCI Live?
Absolutely.
Great. Well, everybody come out, come meet Lisa at HCI Live. And if you do want to learn a little bit more about her and her business, Mind Body Goals with a Z, you can go to www.mindbodygoals.com. And that's spelled MINDBODYGOALZ mindbodyhealth.com. And if you want to check her out on Facebook, it's facebook.com/mindbodygoals with that Z. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your wisdom and your story. We are so appreciative and cannot wait to see you at HCI Live. For all of you folks listening, if you want to come meet Lisa in person, if you want to meet Carrie and Stacy and all of the Dream Team members, just go on over to www.hcilive.com/Dallas and come hang out with us this November. Thank you again, Lisa, for joining us.
Thanks so much, Hannah.
Thanks for tuning in to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast. For more information on our programs, please go to www.healthcoachinstitute.com. Comment and share if you like what you hear.